This is our studio.
It's pretty awesome.
It's the front room. It's the front room studio. It's a clawfish.
He was looking at stuff earlier. He was on the phone. All I heard him say is, "No one wrestles that way anymore. No one goes both ways."
You throw out those shoes I gave you.
What size shoes you wear? No, they're in the my closet in my room. The green ones, or green Asics. I know what they are. I wear them on St. Patrick's Day. I think I put them up on St. Patrick's Day on my Instagram.
I didn't see them.
Yeah,
I don't have Instagram though.
You don't have Instagram?
No.
Why don't you have Instagram?
I don't know, man. I just wanted to. What are we doing here?
I was trying to get you all set up, brother.
Jason wants.
Yeah, angle him up here a little bit. There we go.
He's going to yell at me for being too loud.
No, I'm not going to yell at you for being too loud.
Stop yelling in the microphone.
Who was that?
Jason texting me in the middle of Bob and Tom show this morning.
Oh, I could hear it when he yelled twice.
Sort of ruined my concentration.
That's known as hotlining, Jason. You don't hotline someone when they're on the air.
I can hot. No, oh, really? So no. So no one hotlines you when you're on the air.
No, those aren't hotlines. See, now you laugh too loud into the mic. It hurt my
nose. No, see, I went away from the mic.
Which is he? Is he three?
I'm not sure. No, you don't.
No,
turn,
he has his
this
own,
is just
he
the
has
monitor.
His own headphones over there.
Right here. I control all, yeah, Greggy.
He can turn your mic off if he wants.
I'm familiar.
I don't think my mic's louder.
I'm definitely familiar with that.
Is my mic louder?
Well, you're not.
You're just barely talking.
So wait a minute. Vibbert stays in here for this?
No. I leave.
Jess, I thought you were going to get the big water.
Oh, what's it called? Okay.
What is that, like a liter?
What the hell?
Is that imported water?
Waka waka.
Yeah, it was
Polish, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. No, it was in
the clearish water.
The
product
inner,
of Poland. Yep, Poland Springs.
It was in, like, you know, the Post aisle and the Chinese aisle and the...
Well, where's it from?
Asian aisle.
China.
Poland.
Poland. That's
is
Poland.
It?
Yeah, it is. It says... product of Poland.
Mishawaka? What is it?
Yeah,
oh,
Mishawaka.
Nela Zonkwanka.
No, that is definitely Polish.
Product of Poland. Nestle water.
Oh, or as they say in Poland, Nestle. Do you remember that? N-E-S-T-L-E-S? Nestle makes the very best.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't.
Doesn't Hershey, Pennsylvania smell like...
Chocolate.
Chocolate. That's not Nestle.
I prefer dark chocolate.
Hershey,
do you?
Nestle Hershey.
Me too, brother.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, you had a dark chocolate peanut butter cup.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't had a free moment to go get them, because when I do, I'm taking a box.
You had the dark chocolate peanut M&M's?
Those aren't bad. Those aren't bad.
The opposite of bad.
He came up to me yesterday in the break room and said... I've got to get those dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Justin's.
Justin's, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they make a maple almond butter.
Yes, they do.
What? I'm getting some of that, too.
What do you put
just
that on?
Blew my mind.
You know
whatever.
What? You know what? Meyer has that almond butter also.
See, Meyer. Once I go to Meyer, it's...
Is that where it was, Meyer?
I can't get out of there.
Meyer.
That's not where I bought them this time.
But
where's your hair?
Huh? I got it all cut off.
Where's your hair?
It's way too short.
It's beyond short. It is buzzed. You jokingly said that on the phone yesterday.
I'm going to get it buzzed.
And you did.
I like it.
It's too short. I know. I'm not going to get another haircut for 6 weeks, though. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time. You're not going to have time.
That's true. I got to move. We got the big
going on.
State Fair broadcast coming up.
When's that?
Saturday. You're going to be in Cincinnati.
I'll be in Cincinnati.
Oh. You don't eat fair food anyway.
Probably not.
Did she say, "Where's my hair?" Is that what she said?
Yeah, she told, and it startled her. She saw you.
You didn't really take a good look at me in the kitchen?
Her eyes popped.
Well, the lighting is much darker in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, it probably looks really...
It's really bright in here.
Yeah.
We've been going for like 8 minutes.
See the glare off the top of your head.
Where's your egg?
No, really?
Yeah.
I'm right here, and I'm hearing you in the headphones.
Well, I thought that maybe you didn't, because
they were talking to you. Jason, when does
it start? Do you want it to start now? Is that what you're telling me?
It's not up to him.
I was just making sure it wasn't started, or I was going to try to button it up.
Button what up?
Button it up.
Like turn off the funny once it starts? Is that what you do?
I'm going to turn on the funny.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen the funny.
Can you zip it up?
Zip it up, maybe. Did you hear what the comedian said? Zip it up. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show, episode 15.
50.
Oh, yeah.
The 1-5.
That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. JeffVibbert.com. And here's our second ever, our second guest ever. It's Greg Warren.
Hi, guys.
Did we check to see the last time he was on?
I was on the other one.
On the old show?
A long time ago.
No, a long time. That's what I'm saying. It's been a long time.
Are you saying that you need more space in between the appearances?
No. I feel like it was the appropriate amount.
It was just the perfect length of time.
I'd venture to say I'm overdue.
Yeah, I would say that also.
Yeah.
Have you done any other podcasts since you did our podcast?
I've never done any. I don't even know what a podcast is. I just thought I was going to Chick's house and hanging out.
And we are, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done a couple.
Lots of drama behind the scenes.
Really?
There's a gentleman next door painting the house next to mine. And my golden retriever, Mrs. Monkey, does not like the painter, doesn't know what the hell's going on, and will stand and bark on the deck at the painter.
Have we discussed why she doesn't like the painter?
It's because it's another person. No, it's just she's scared by everything except thunderstorms.
Yeah, Chick was genuinely pissed off about it when we got here. Yeah,
pissed off at the dog or pissed off at the people?
Pissed off at the dog because she was just acting so. And then he was upset with Ruby because Ruby wasn't taking care of the problem.
That's right. I said Ruby.
You're supposed to watch her.
You gotta look after her.
You're in charge. Ruby's much smarter than Monkey. She's in charge.
Role model.
When I leave in the morning,
flea is smarter than Monkey.
I say,
fleas are pretty smart.
Are they?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
The largest brain to body ratio in the animal kingdom.
Is that true? That's good though.
Flea circus? They can be in the circus. They're smart.
You've seen people in the circus are smart?
Remember the last time we. What about
that? Yeah, I
don't think that's the case at all.
Weren't fleas prominently featured in the Stranger Things miniseries on Netflix?
Flea on the wire.
Flea on the wire, flea in an acrobat?
Mm-hmm.
But a circus, they would not be educated, people in the circus.
Why do you know that?
They're traveling with a circus. They're born into that thing.
They probably didn't go to school.
Not anymore. So they have circus college.
There's clown.
Okay,
there's
you could call anything
clown college. I don't know about circus.
You guys,
college.
There's a circus college in Indiana somewhere.
Do you have to have a high school degree?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a high school degree?
I don't know. Maybe a GED.
Would you say you're an intelligent person, Greg?
That's an interesting question. Let's explore this. Would you say you are an interesting person or intelligent? Either one.
Those are very different.
Boy, I'm channeling John McLaughlin because he passed away.
I'm going to say borderline. On
your thoughts, mind. Warren.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting, no. Intelligent, yes.
Was he nice?
Jason Hoff says yes.
No, he was very abrasive. Very.
Oh, did you see that picture?
Very blunt, very
crabby.
The
picture that they chose of him was just like, I mean, like it looks like he's getting ready to say, fuck
it would
you.
It would go like this. Jess Hooker, Barack Obama, have any chance in the upcoming election? Your thoughts?
Go.
That's how it would
he's
be.
He's not running.
Well, I mean, in the past.
Not eligible.
It was more of an example.
Is it
more of an example.
Michelle could run, though.
He really became famous in the, late 80s, early 90s when Dana Carvey...
It was great.
Did. Oh!
Eleanor, aren't you swelling all? Yeah.
Yes, and okay.
Edwin Mace, will you rest in peace?
A lot.
It was pretty incredible.
I don't mean to make this awkward, but Jess's favorite comedian, bar none, could be Dana Carvey.
When I was a kid, it was.
Yeah.
That was the first Comedy Central special I ever watched.
Chopping Broccoli.
Chopping Broccoli.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and then when he talks about, what's her name from the OJ trial, when she's talking about, I'm going to cut my bangs. I don't know if I'm going to cut my bangs. Marsha. Do you remember that? Yeah.
No. I'm going to cut my bangs.
Yeah. I did. We watched that over and over. Well, that was before there was anything else to watch on Comedy Central. That was a long time ago.
Well, I remember. Do you remember six episodes of the Dana Carvey show?
Oh, yes.
Man, do you know who the writers were on that show? Two of them?
Well, I believe Steve Carell was on it.
Steve Carell was a writer. He was on it. And Stephen Colbert was a writer.
Oh, that's right. Colbert was. Yeah.
And they have the famous sketch, Waiters Who Are Nauseated by Food.
Oh, yeah. And that's where that came from.
Would you tell me the specials? And Stephen Colbert goes, all right.
What about the main race, main skinheads or something like that?
I don't remember that one.
It's Northeastern skinhead. It's really, really funny.
I just remember there being some really stupid, blatant product placement. Like there was a guy dressed up as a Dr. Pepper bottle or Mountain Dew or something.
Well, don't
like
you
that.
Remember Wayne's World was the first one that I remember doing that.
A real wink to the camera kind of thing. Yeah,
that's true.
It's the choice of the new generation. He holds up the Pepsi bottle.
Yeah.
And then is it Motrin or what was it? Little, yellow.
Yeah. Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Now, Craig,
that's my Halloween costume.
What? Which, this upcoming Halloween?
Nuprin?
No, not that.
Wayne?
No, I'm Garth. Max is Wayne.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
You love Halloween. I mean, it's August, and you've got your Halloween costume picked out.
You mind your own business.
And you're not going to make any
Is there any chance it might change?
No. I have a feeling that I might get bumped. There might be a friend that ends up being Garth instead of Mom.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So then I'll just
be... How old is he?
I have my costume. Like, I already have it. He's 13.
That's and healthy, though, if he bumps you for a buddy.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, I mean, we just kind of... We always just do something fun, like... just for a family party, like it's not a big deal. But yeah, I'm guessing I'm the stand-in Garth. So now I'm going to be Garth, and I'm just going to be Garth by myself.
Yeah, you can be Garth too.
Garth, and just the other Garth.
Hey,
I'm Garth from Wayne's World too. Well, nobody wants to hang out with that guy.
Well, find your own Wayne.
Yeah.
I like to play.
It would be funny if somebody was like Bruce Wayne or John Wayne instead
Wayne
of
Newton.
That's so meta.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah. Oh, I like
or
that.
Or Wayne Newton. That would be Wayne and Garth. Or I could be Garth Brooks and they could be Wayne Newton and then we would be Wayne and Garth.
That's outstanding.
Max just got bumped. I got a new costume.
Now we're talking about Comedy Central, Greg. When was your special on?
That was in 1904.
Actually. No, stop it.
Same time as the World's Fair. And was
you can still get it on I think you go Comedy Central on demand, you can find it.
I don't even look like that.
I remember watching Greg's special, and of all the specials I've watched, you know, the Gaffigans, the Toshes, all those big guys, whatever, who we kind of know a little bit, I was the most proud watching Greg's.
Thanks,
I don't know what it was, but I just had this overwhelming sense of, you know, that's our boy up there, you
thanks,
know.
Man.
That was really cool. And that was what? Was it 5-6 years ago maybe? I forget. Yeah. It wasn't.
Seven.
It was 7 years
was
ago?
It that long?
7 years ago.
Man, time flies.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Haven't seen it.
It's all right.
Well, Greg hasn't seen yours either.
I know. Yeah, really. No, it's... I couldn't watch it now. I'm a better comedian than that.
Right.
Well, yeah. You went to... You went out east to a different town.
New York City, yeah.
New York City.
How'd that go?
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Who was it? Oh, we were talking to Roy Wood, and he was like, God, I walk everywhere.
It's
like,
a lot of walking, man.
Yeah, he just
I got plantar fasciitis from that.
Are you
no
serious?
Kidding?
Yeah, yeah. I got plantar fasciitis from walking around. Here's the thing, okay?
That's supposed to be crazy painful.
It hurts, man, and it hurts. It hurts, man. And so I went to all these doctors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went to like a big NYU, like supposedly doctor, and these guys, they never helped. So they... The first guy told me, well, just massage your foot every day with golf balls, tennis balls, roll your foot over.
Lacrosse balls.
Yeah,
I've
yeah,
heard
yeah.
That.
All those sports that you can't play because your foot fucking hurts.
and you've got all these extra balls laying around.
And then that didn't work. Then I go to the next guy. He's like, yeah, you want to stretch out your calf a lot. And, you know, the way you do that is you put your foot up on a curb.
Mm-hmm.
So you just lean forward.
And you curb stomp somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You just and beat the shit out. And that's it. And you don't, your
you
foot
feel
feels
a lot
fine.
Better, yeah.
Foot still hurts, but you feel better about yourself. Mm-hmm. But literally I was in New York at the time. And I was living in Astoria. And I would just stand there. Because the only place you can find a curb is in the street.
Right.
So I'm like standing in the middle of the street, like looking like it's the only thing
here
in New York.
Here comes that guy again. He's going to put his foot on the curb.
It's the only thing. And you can do whatever you want in New York. People just don't even look at you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stand still, they think you're crazy. So like, I'm just like standing still. And I swear this old lady walked up in a story. She walks by. She goes, "Are you okay?" And she said this. She goes, "You're having an episode, aren't you?" No, I'm not having an episode. It's plantar fasciitis. What's that? Her husband's like, he's a pussy, Muriel. I told you about these people. I never met one before. So I go to, this is going on for 4 years. It's pain, okay?
Still.
I go to like pay all this money to go to physical therapy. Finally, I get back to St. Louis like 4 years later. And I'm like, I go to this first guy or this guy in St. Louis. And he's like, he goes, yeah, man. He goes, have you thought about stretching it? I was like, no, never occurred to me to do that. No.
Thank you. Thank
and then
you
I just
input.
Go, I go, hey, man, I got to be honest. I go, what? Shouldn't we get like a MRI, you know? So get the MRI. Dude calls me the next morning. He goes, yeah, man, it's torn. It's the only thing that's going to fix this is surgery.
Oh, shit.
So for 4 years, like nobody told me that.
4 years.
You had to, well, you have to be your own advocate.
And then, so I go to get the surgery.
Did anybody take an x-ray up until the guy in St. Louis? The
guy took an x-ray. The first guy took an x-ray. And that guy, that was the first doctor I went to. He took an x-ray and he said it's plantar fasciitis. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't trust that guy right away because he was really good looking. Like he was like this young, good looking. He was all dressed. He looked like every morning he like looked in the mirror and was like, all right, I'm going to go fuck some patients today. I don't want my doctor, like, he's a really smooth, good-looking guy.
You like older and wiser and grizzled.
Somebody's been in the game for
a while. If you're that good-looking, you're not going to concentrate in med school, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
I've always said that. Not all doctors are A students.
No, they're not. No. So, all right, have you guys had an MRI lately?
No, I've been to a bunch. It's crazy. Ago,
I was supposed to get one tomorrow, but I got it rescheduled.
Yeah.
I have to go to one in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my impression of the MRI inventor. Okay, so none of these people are going to be, they're going to be pretty nervous. Mm-hmm. They're going to be injured.
And claustrophobic,
and
maybe.
We want to put them
ideally.
At ease. Yeah, they're going to be. So let's make this thing sound like rapid machine gun fire. it does. And then you can't move. But the guy that's doing the MRI, right? So he's like, he was real into like the music part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was the only guy in there. And he was like, just so you know, you're going to be sitting still for a while. And is there any kind of music that you'd like? I don't know what to think.
Have any easy hits of the 70s?
I swear to God, that's what I said. Because I was like, I don't want it to be loud because I was nervous.
Sure.
I go, something light rock. Or he goes,
light rock, less talk.
Yeah. And he goes, I swear, something like that. And he goes, any particular artist in mind?
Air Supply. Air Supply. Begins and ends with Air Supply.
I didn't know what to say. So I go, America? And he goes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
So you bonded with the guy. So nice. Yeah, very nice.
But this guy's like way too focused on the music. I was like, right. Dude, just do the thing, man. This guy's like some frustrated. Yeah, exactly. He's like some frustrated DJ.
Right.
Who really would rather be a DJ. Okay, that was a horse with no name coming at you. God. Incidentally, did you
Odds never did give nothing to the Tin Man.
Coming up next, Seals and Croft. But
he didn't.
He probably, just got done doing overnights and came into his MRI tech job.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
He was like really into the music part of it.
It's so loud, though. It's insanely loud.
Do they give you the little glasses that you can, mirrors, so you can lay on your back and look out and see your people outside?
I wasn't even in the thing because it was just my foot. I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You weren't inside even? You just had to sit there? Okay.
I just had my foot in there.
Oh, they do for the kids that when they have to go in, they have like a mirror that slides in with them in these... I mean, like serious headphones, so they can't hear anything. And then it's a mirror so that they can watch a movie and hear the movie while the MRI is going on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They don't do that for grown-ups, though.
You can do magic, America.
That's America, is it?
Yeah, that's America.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I would not have guessed that.
He didn't play this for you?
I think he was like with Chick, like Ventura Highway and stuff.
Tin Man, Ventura
Highway. You're in there for a while.
But
you could almost listen to a whole album.
No,
it was a Pandora,
is,
like,
that's what I
figured. So they do like America and other.
This is like their most recent hit that really wasn't. You know.
As a kid, I love this song.
Really?
Yeah.
I like this song.
This is so 80s rock.
It was so happy.
Right out of the 70s.
I like classic America. That's what I like.
Please wait till this is chorus. You can do
magic. Yeah. There's like a little symbol,
like clap or something.
Oh, yeah?
Magic. Ding,
ding. Yeah. I think I don't like this one because I had to play.
You probably
the hell
had to play
out.
Did you, man?
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah,
the station before this one.
Did you know the history of that band? You probably do.
Well, there were three, and then there were only
Canadian?
For the only like the first album or like the first song, and then there were just the two of them. Right?
I don't know. All I knew is they were all military brats. They were American
Peak,
military brats stationed.
Dewey Bunnell and.
Are you being serious?
You want to Google them and see if they're? I know there's Peak. There's a Peak and a Bunnell.
He was on fire this morning with like music.
Dewey Bunnell. Some stuff goes in, doesn't go out. Other stuff goes in, right out.
Yeah.
I can't control what stays. And
yeah,
what goes.
like, hey, call Greg on Monday when we finish the podcast. Text Greg or call Greg Monday and confirm that he can do the podcast on Wednesday. I text him. I said, "Are we doing a podcast with Greg today?" Yeah, I asked him at 6:15.
Help me, Greg.
No kidding.
No, he called me. He called me last Thursday.
Lying,
dear Jesus, help me.
Lies.
Help me, Greg.
6 months ago, we signed a contract for this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Greg, can you do our podcast today? Sure, man. I'll be there.
Oh, I'm guessing Greg wasn't the one that.
Side, no.
Oh.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
You can do magic.
So what's the end game for Greg Warren? Where are you going to be? And are you just going to be headlining all over the country? You seem to me to be like the guy who has his entire schedule all mapped out for the rest of the year.
I'm guessing always 6 months ahead of right
most,
at least.
I think most comedians have their, you know, I mean.
Well, I don't think so.
Most, yeah, I'm booked for most of the rest of the year. You know,
do you do that, your own stuff? Do you do your own bookings?
I have an agent.
You have an agent?
And I'd appreciate if you go through him for these podcasts.
I was just going to say, does he know you're here doing this podcast?
Nah, he doesn't.
Is it worth the cut that the agent takes?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to. Because he puts you up for stuff, right, that you wouldn't normally even be considered for had he not.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm not living in New York, it's, you know, less putting me up for stuff.
How long were you there? Four years?
4 years, yeah.
And did it accomplish anything other than making you a better comedian, or?
I think that was the major thing, honestly.
That was the goal.
I just felt like, one, you get a lot more material because I was in such a place that's foreign to me. I'm just such a suburb kid. It's just everything. You know, when you're uncomfortable, that's when you see the most funny stuff.
Right, right.
So, so that was part of it. And then, yeah, I got better at comedy and you meet a lot of cool people.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be a little better actor and stuff like that. But I didn't.
Well, you took an acting class, right? Everything?
Several, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you have that thought, I have to go out there, otherwise I'll regret not going out there?
Kind of. You know, I mean, I went out there really late.
You told me if you didn't do it now, you weren't going
to
be
able to. But you were a late.
Literally, I'm like a month from now, I don't think I'll ever leave.
You
St.
were
Louis.
A late starting comedian anyway.
Yeah, I started when I was
54. Because you actually had a real job at Procter & Gamble and all that, right? So
The chick was consuming.
You in charge of, weren't you in charge of feminine hygiene products or something?
I was not Procter chick, and you know that.
No, Pringles.
Thank you.
Oh, Pringles. Yeah, yeah. I know it was either Pringles or tampons. I'm not sure which it was. Don't they handle tampons?
They do. They always in.
Always. Yeah, there you go.
I think they might even have Tampax now.
I
think we acquired that at that one point.
Moving on up.
But yeah, I had you know, the food beverage brands, Chick.
Mm-hmm.
Pringles.
Crisco.
How many flavors of Pringles were there when you were there?
Man, I can't remember. Several. You know, I can tell you this. I mean, if you just want to know some inside stuff.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I would say 85% of the business is done in that red can. You know, the rest of it's a little bit of proliferation.
Yeah.
The red can holds everything else up. It's the tent pole.
Oh, totally.
Original. Yeah.
And then next would probably be the sour cream and onion.
I was going to go green.
Can I guess now? Cheez-ums?
Cheez-ums, I think, was at the time when I was there, was fourth. It was like
Wright
crisps with third, which like the light regular. It's a silver can.
Huh.
We couldn't call them lights anymore. We had to call them Wright crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Cheez-Ums were right there. Although pizza was introduced when I was there, and we made a strong, strong push.
What about barbecue? Was barbecue?
We always had problems with that, Vibert. We never.
No kidding. Barbecue was a problem?
It was a problem for us. Like, if you looked at where we did not get our fair share of the barbecue subsegment of the market, we never did it.
I thought they're good.
Barbecue Pringles are my favorite. I'm the one person buying.
Maybe they've done something different, but we really had a problem with that.
Yeah. I've yet to run into a Pringles that I don't like.
Yeah? Really?
I like them all.
Man, I can show you some.
You mix them?
We tried to do these like...
I blindfold myself and put them in a bowl and...
Pretend you work
you know
for Procter & Gable?
Pretend I go, oh, what
you
the
like the salt and vinegar? I always thought those
I love the salt and vinegar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peach is good.
Did you say peach?
Pizza.
Oh. Peach Pringles.
They don't have peach Pringles.
Okay, have you seen the shit that Lay's doing? That's not that crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Chicken
it's
and
so
waffles.
Dumb.
Lay's is the
biscuits and gravy
competitor, right?
Toothpaste and orange juice.
Is that true? Okay.
Is that right?
Sounds terrible.
Do you ever taste toothpaste and orange juice?
Oh, yeah, could. Man. It's terrible. You know, we did, we had toothpaste. We had Crest was our brand. I didn't see
I'm
that.
Up to my ears in Procter & Gamble, and I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they bought everything.
I bet I'm like,
everything.
Most America, yeah.
And we also came out with this awful, like flavors of frosting just because we needed shelf space. It was so – one of them was blueberry, and most people swore that we just were putting Crest in the
Are you serious?
The frosting.
Oh.
Yeah, it was blueberry frosting. It was terrible.
Ugh.
So now what was your job at Procter? You would go to the grocers and get them –
It was fun. I was in sales.
A meeting, and you were in sales.
And I can never explain this job to people because
you've done it to me for like several times.
I know
and
nobody
I still
gets
don't
it.
Get it.
So you're in. What did you do? I sell Pringles like door to door. Yeah, door to door. I go. You know the Pringles guy shows up at your door every day.
And you dressed up like him, right? The mustache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, ma'am. I was okay. Thank you.
This is what the Pringles guy was on like.
But of all the things that people come banging at your door for, if someone came to my door with Pringles,
it's a good point, Jess.
Pringles.
I go.
Pringles and ice cream. cream. If door-to-door salesman, I'm in.
Well, yeah. we got door-to-door ice cream. We got Schwan Man for
if you,
ice cream.
Yeah, if you came to my house between the hours of like 8 and 10:30 for ice cream, I'm buying it every
really?
Time.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
After dinner?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How many times have you sat there and said, oh, man, I'd love some ice cream, but I just don't want to get up and go out and get it.
Yeah.
It just happened last night.
Really?
So what'd you do?
Did you do it?
I got up and went out and got it.
What'd you get?
Did you go to Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen, great. The new Royal Blizzard.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Strawberry
cheesecake.
It's great.
Oh,
the commercials, they go,
Blizzard?
What?
Yeah. They, you hold it upside down?
Oh, yeah. She did.
Do they call it a cement mixer? What is that, a drink?
It's a shot.
Oh,
yeah, it's a shot.
They call them concretes in St. Louis.
Yeah, drunky. It's a cement mixer. I'm talking about a Blizzard, okay?
I haven't had a drink.
Rocky Road, Oreo cookie. And the
you
strawberry cheesecake.
Them?
No, I thought about that last night.
I love brownie batter Blizzard every time.
Hmm?
Yes.
Suicide.
That's what I go.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Road and Oreo cookie, dunk them in together. And I get the girls small ice cream cones.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They
leave
both?
She's going to school starting September 8th. She's going to learn how to behave.
And then she'll go into the circus.
Oh, the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The dogs aren't supposed to have ice cream, I don't think.
No, they're not.
Not chocolate ice cream. Yeah. Vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
okay.
I just got... Did you know they're not supposed to have turkey skin either?
Oh,
yeah.
Nobody's
supposed to have turkey skin.
Oh.
Really?
Or chicken skin.
Very tough.
You can't have chicken skin?
No, it's bad for you.
God, I wish you could go somewhere and just order a bucket of chicken skin.
Have a bucket of
the bucket of chicken skins.
That's it.
Have a bucket of fun. Who had the bucket of skins?
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
That's so bad.
I know, it's terrible.
I feel like we're not far away from that, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, how are we not?
Yeah.
How are you not just taking chicken skins and like filling it with cheese and sausage and everybody's like, yes.
Well, those bowls they have at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, it's chicken and meatloaf and mashed potatoes and biscuits and corn, and it's all in one big bowl.
Yeah.
Which Blizzard did you get, Chick?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Here's the commercial.
Oh.
What?
There's a strawberry commercial?
the commercial for Dairy Queen. They're holding a scoop.
Oh. Okay.
What? It's a pretty good commercial.
That's pretty good.
It's been out there a lot. I think it's been on during the Olympics.
I know, I say it every time.
That thing has got to be dead. That's one of those things that can't stay for long, though, right?
I feel like Jeff and I could go to Dairy Queen together. It sounds like we like the exact same thing.
Yeah. What do you like, Vibbert?
I like the brownies. I like brownie anything.
Brownie batter Blizzard, and then chicken and gravy.
Do you get
the chicken and gravy.
I mean, the best brownie thing I've ever had was the Ben and Jerry's brownie ice cream.
Ooh, yeah.
I haven't had that.
Oh, that's the best thing ever.
Yeah, well, there's a Breyers that's pretty good.
Over there on
the
Breyers?
Brownie, yeah.
Mm.
I've always...
Procter & Gamble have an ice cream?
No, man, they don't have any of that stuff I sold. They got rid of it all.
Huh. I've always thought even the worst Ben and Jerry's is really good. Like if I had five different flavors right here and you put them in order, all right, rank them, and I give you the fifth one, you're gonna like, this is pretty good.
I mean, there's more than five flavors though.
Oh, there's a lot.
I know that, Greg, but what I'm saying is,
you're talking about like
your least favorite of these.
Fish food.
But why would you? But there's
do they have that one?
Fish food.
Fish food. Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's in it though?
It's
caramel and
it's
chocolate. And peanut
sounds
butter
delicious.
And,
no, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
I'll tell you what, Vibbert. There's way more than
it's
five.
It's not.
Flavors.
I'm positive.
What's
can you tell on the look on my face that I am absolutely positive that you're wrong?
You go right ahead.
It's like candy fish. It's like a bunch of stuff because it's
Swedish fish.
Yeah, no, like little candy fish, like maybe sweet tart fish. But it's for it's pH
it's
fish.
It's
so it's like stuff.
Oh.
It's like ice cream you'd eat when you're high.
I'm thinking of Chubby Hubby. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's banana flavored.
Is it?
They're not Swedish. It's Danish.
What the hell
fish.
Am I
it's
thinking
cheaper,
of?
Oh, okay.
I'm telling
it
you.
It looks
guys
like it's chocolate ice cream with gooey marshmallow swirls. Caramel swirls and fudge fish.
Nevertheless, Jason,
I'm eating it.
There's way more than five.
There's way more than
I
five.
I know there's more than five. I'm
I
saying
like,
if I only had five in front of you.
Five flavors of Ben and Jerry's?
So you thought it was candy fish, though.
But there was a candy fish that was like tie-dye. It was maybe that's
fish food.
That's fish
You're
food?
Right.
It's tie-dye. Yeah, it's tie-dye ice cream, like a sherbet or something with like candy sweet tart fish.
I loved Cherry Garcia was my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. I always like
the Heath Bar is amazing, man.
Mm.
You know what?
I love the Heath Bar.
Ben and Jerry's.
No?
Yeah, the Heath Bar from Ben. And, when I realized I had a problem, I haven't had ice cream in years. But when I was living in L.A., I would go get the Heath Bar,
mm-hmm.
and then I get another Heath Bar one. And then I get, then I go buy
Heath bars. Yes.
Because I didn't feel there was enough Heath bars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to break them up yourself and put
them in there. Yeah. And then I'd be in line, and then invariably somebody behind me in the grocery would be like, hey, man, you know there's – I fucking know. All right, I know.
So I know there's ice cream. I know there's Heath bar in the ice cream.
I know. I'm doing this. Yeah. And mean, and I would eat one of them, and then I'd have to go – I got like one and a half of those pint things.
Yeah.
And I had to get some help.
Is that sort of the genesis of your one joke?
Some of the stuff about Oreo? Cookies. Yeah, the cookies. Same time. Yeah, that was the same time.
I've quoted that line. Uh-huh. Yeah. Shut your whore mouth.
You know that joke? Okay, I'm going to sound like a whiner.
Was it Shannon?
Shut your whore mouth, Shannon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
going to
sound like
that many
times. I'm going to sound like a whiner, but that joke got huge. There's a big meme out with has millions of people, and it says it's a picture of somebody, and it says, ooh, somebody's hungry, and then it says, shut your whore mouth, Shannon, on it, and nobody ever put
my... I've never credited you.
Like, that was my... A couple of my friends, like comedian friends that are bigger, were like, hey, this is Greg
Warren's
joke.
That's Greg's
joke.
Yep.
You know, but I did, you know... I sound like a bitch.
No, I have a meme that I'm certain that is mine, too. And I saw it on Pinterest, and there's not a bunch of them everywhere, but I'm not going to say what it is because it's not that funny, really, in a group full of men.
You don't want...
No, it's just not, but it's...
Sounds like it's a girl thing.
But it's not that foreign of a concept that I had not heard it before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, when it said Shannon...
No, that's very... Like, okay. Yeah, I agree.
Why didn't they
just
change the name, like, to Cheryl or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Karen?
Is it on my Snapchat? I think it's on my Snapchat where I took a video, and it's me, and I have a rolling pin and a bag of Oreos, and I'm just like, ugh. And that's what I do before I eat cookies and cream ice cream.
I never
beat up all the Oreos
that.
And then put it
in. Do you put something over it?
What?
Like, you put like a cloth over
Oh, yeah. And then you hit it, yeah. Okay. I also do that. I always pretzels in my chocolate ice cream. So good. Salty and sweet. It's delicious.
Yeah.
What do you do?
When they do those dark chocolate caramel salted pretzel stuff, that's the best.
The bag of those?
I don't know.
You dip the pretzels into chocolate?
I don't know anything about that.
Dips? No, dips? Dips? Chips?
No, they're like...
they're chocolate-covered pretzels.
Well, they're chocolate. There's milk. There's dark chocolate. There's...
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're high-dollar pretzels.
I once bought a jar of Nutella and a box of Famous Amos cookies, and I was just dipping cookies into the Nutella. Yeah. Threw up everywhere that night.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got way
You're pretty
too sick.
Sensitive.
What were you washing it down with?
I don't eat. I don't have sugar that much.
Oh,
he doesn't respond well to sugar.
No, but then sugar carbonation. I don't have that much.
Really?
Yeah.
He drank a Sprite over here and threw up in the backyard.
Sprite?
I've never had Sprite or Coke. I was drinking both.
Are you Mormon or something?
What? No.
No, he's a Vibbert. Wow. What a puss, Greg, don't you think? I mean, really.
A little bit,
You can't drink Sprite. Aww. That's what you drink when you are sick.
To help you.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Sprite makes him sick. Mm. Well, this is what started it.
What can you drink?
I'm drinking a beer at the break. Dicks. I can tell you that.
No, we had those great peanut butter cups that we were talking about. And the next day at the station, we had Kit Kats and we had peanut butter, and I'm dipping Kit Kats in peanut butter.
Oh my gosh!
Well, the Twix peanut butter are the bomb.
I
would go with the caramel over that. Man.
Really? Oh no!
Caramel's pretty good.
Here's
ice cream bars.
Get the get Frito scoops. This is gonna sound weird.
Okay.
But I did it in a very
he does this on the
I'm gonna bear with you.
Very
go ahead.
Sad part of my life.
Frito scoops.
Frito scoops, and then just get a bag of like Nestle's chocolate chips that you know semi sweet chocolate chips, and you put the chocolate chips in the Frito scoops.
Really?
It is what? That if you like that salty sweet thing, it is
really?
So good. Man. It's insanely good.
So you've done this before?
I might try.
Really,
it.
Really good.
I thought you were going to do peanut butter, then sprinkle the chips
on
it.
How did you figure out it was good?
It's what he had in the house, probably.
It was like one of those gluttonous periods. I've had some problems with food over the years. Yeah. And one of those, I've been good for a while. But
a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies, right?
Oh, three or four.
I had to stop buying Girl Scout cookies.
You know, did I tell you guys when I went to like, it was when I was living in LA, like I went and talked to somebody about food issues. Like, you know,
like a nutritionist or dietitian,
like an addictive therapist,
like a therapist.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
So I go and I've
done that. you, I don't know if you suffer from, but you were a wrestler.
Some probably had to do with it was wrestling. Just like
you had to watch your weight and all sorts of things.
But I went, and the first guy, like it was like this, it was in the Valley, and I was what are you guys? Oh, you're saying hi to Addie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was in the valley, and there's like this, the middle of this afternoon, and this guy's like listening to me talk about eating cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just what am I doing here?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about eating cookies, and I look over, and the dude fell asleep. His job was to listen to people, and he fell asleep, and then he caught himself, and he's like, man, I'm sorry, I was up with like a suicide patient like all night, and I was like, all right, I think I've wasted enough both of our time. That sounds like something. Yeah, this
suicide
is
suicide or eat too many cookies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I feel like I need to sex up this cookie story a little bit. Like, and then I.
But have you ever been in a situation where you're like something is consuming you and it's bothering you and you're just like, oh, and it's really it seems really important to you, and then like you consider, like, I've considered calling a friend and sharing, and then it go through my head, like, me telling her, and I'm like, oh, my God, no.
I can't say that
It's
out
not
loud.
That bad, yeah. And I can't say that out loud, and so we're just going to move on.
Nope, not me. I've never had anything like that.
Chick, you'll say it out loud.
You're darn right I will. Something's bugging me, I call that person. Hey, what's the deal? You made me cry. What's the deal? We need to stop this. I guess right now we should mention that we'd like to thank the people at 78 Brand Ketchup. They reached out. 78 Red Brand Ketchup.
Yes. They are. I think there is 78 Brand as part of it, but
there's hot and spicy. There's.
And I think we actually talked about it because I thought I'd gotten Jess one, but you said that you probably thought that.
I bet you handed it off to someone. And said someone did not.
Well,
get it
all
to
I know is I
well,
got.
I found one.
Oh,
whoa,
yes.
What's that? Man?
Somebody wasn't using
it's a
78
fancy
Red.
Oh, this is going to be a big hit at my house.
It's weird looking packaging.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I got two or three bottles of that from Jason for Christmas.
That
That's
is
all I know.
Red, though.
Before
man,
you like... did, before you discovered 78 Red, what ketchup did you? You try any or were you loyal?
It was probably organic Heinz or Red Gold or something at the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else?
But this has a different flavor profile. There's more going on.
I can't put my finger on it, but it is delicious.
I'm going to taste it.
Had some last night.
Well, Jess is apparently going to put her
finger. Did I get some you last night?
I did get you one, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where did you guys find this? In Chicago, first trip to see Bob Schneider?
Yep. Yes, it was at a restaurant. That's what they had as their ketchup.
You know how you're leery of ketchups at restaurants and you've never heard of them especially, and you go, oh, this isn't going to be, you know, like Leonard's ketchup or whatever. And you go, this isn't going to be any good. That damn Leonard doesn't know anything about making ketchup. And then we both, at the same time practically, tasted this 78. We're like, holy shit, this is really good.
And it was one of those, like, I always trust something. If it keeps getting better as you eat it,
and
that's the sign.
Unpleasant aftertaste.
Right.
They have a really good spicy version
of that, too. I might go spicy, that's but I'm really thinking good. this is like meatloaf ketchup, too.
Oh,
like,
it's probably
even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care for ketchup.
Don't.
Get out of here, Greg.
I know. I'm sorry to ruin your.
What do you dunk your fries in you eat fries?
I eat a lot of fries.
Sorry.
I mean, I can't beat that.
They're plentiful. They're free.
I actually do like fries and mustard sometimes.
Yeah. I do fries and mayonnaise.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sorry.
No, it's good, man.
Mayonnaise. Ugh.
Get mayonnaise, dunk everything in mayonnaise.
I can't.
It's crazy good.
I do not like looking at mayonnaise, man.
Ever? You haven't been that way or since you've like paid attention to what you've ate?
No, my whole life.
You never liked mayonnaise.
And people are always like, want to get to the bottom of it. Like, what happened? Nothing fucking happened.
People take condiments very seriously.
I had people like, seriously, like, what, something happened when we were kids. Yeah, you're right. I was in a park and a guy in a van pulled up and he spread mayonnaise all over my ass. Nothing fucking happened.
That's a good story.
Are you like that with like sour cream?
Yes.
No sour cream either.
None of this.
No ranch dressing either.
No.
No.
Ranch dressing.
I think it's the when it's sitting out on its own as a dollop, it might be
coagulative.
Kind of, yeah. Whereas if you take mayo and you slap it on a piece of bread, it's all okay.
My brother used to call me on the phone and stir a mayonnaise just to make me ill.
Oh,
that's kind
gosh.
Of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like something. Would you? Do you have an equal that you would do back to him?
Something that made him nuts?
Nah.
Come on.
Is he the one that didn't give enough money for the gift that month?
That's Devin.
The younger kid.
Yeah, okay. Although now they're both doing way better than I am.
So. Oh, stop.
What's Devin doing?
I mean, money-wise, they both make a lot of money, so I can't really...
What's Devin? I know. What's his name? Leonard?
Matt.
Matt, yeah. He's a financial planner.
Financial advisor. He makes a lot of money.
I thought he made ketchup. Is that not right?
Yeah, he's a ketchup manufacturer. Yeah.
And what does Devin do?
Co-packer. Devin sells insurance.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like car insurance?
Car insurance.
All of them?
Why don't you tell him to give me a call?
Yeah, I don't know if he's licensed in the state of Indiana, but I'll let him give me a call.
That's probably true. I guess you would have to be licensed.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know the insurance business.
You know, there's two parts to the Chick McGee show now. You know that?
What's that? What's the second
part? Well, we take a break and then we come back with a
Jeff's got to get his beer.
Take a little breather?
Yeah. Vibbert's got to get a beer. He gets the shakes if he doesn't have any alcohol.
Yeah.
Everybody goes and waters the lilies. Did you hear what I said? Waters the lilies.
I got to go to the bathroom.
It's shake the dew off the lily.
Is it shake the dew off
the lily?
That's what girls say. I got to shake the dew off this lily.
It's kind of gross.
That's disgusting when a girl does it.
Yeah.
I like the way she said that. We'll be right back. This is...
I wasn't done yet.
Chick McGee Show. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. A Podcast One production. I'm Chick McGee. This has been Chick McGee speaking. Jason, Jess, Jeff, and our guest today, Greg Warren, G-Rock, Greggy Greg.
Hi, guys.
Stand-up comedian, all-around good guy.
Thanks, man.
We'll never say anything bad about anyone.
That's not true.
Except Vibbert.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's some sort of...
Jeff's been biting his tongue. I can tell.
Yeah. Just go ahead. You know what? Say what you want to say, Vibbert.
There's been an awkward tension in the room.
Just go ahead and say it, man.
Say what you want to say. Have you worked with Greg and he didn't recognize you? What happened?
I used to be an usher at Crackers Comedy Club.
Oh,
shit.
And.
Did Greg give you the business?
February 2012.
Gave you the hi-hat.
I loved Greg. I watched his set. I loved it. He was there with Nikki Glaser and another comedian.
Wow, that's a nice show.
Again, Valentine's.
That was not even a that was like a podcast.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Call it what you want. And I went out to Target before my shift. I bought Valentine's for everybody at the place. They had little sucker candies on them, and I wrote everyone's name on it, and I went to the green room. I go, "Hey guys, I have extra Valentines. I got you some. Gave one to Nikki. Gave one to the other girl, I think Sarah. Gave one to Greg. His name was on it. So then I go, "Oh, that was my good deed." So then when I'm cleaning out the green room that night, I walk in.
Uh-oh.
There's a Valentine sitting on the table.
Said Greg.
To Greg from Jeff. Didn't even take the sucker out of the Valentine. Just left it on the table. What kind of a piece of shit human being are you?
That's right, harsh,
man.
Greg.
You're right, man.
Now, cold-blooded.
Every time a comedian would come through the Bob and Tom show, I'd be like, "Yeah, Greg Warren? Oh, your friends are Greg Warren? Oh, well, if you see him, tell him he left a Valentine."
Are you aware of this, Greg? Do you remember that incident?
Yeah, man. You know what? I got this Valentine, and
From this weird guy.
I said, "I don't fucking like this kid, and I want to make sure that he knows I don't like him, so I'm going to leave this Valentine." No, I don't remember it.
Well, I do.
It would have been easy to just put it in the trash and cover it up with something.
Yeah,
right?
You better not say anything. Where people have brought you stuff at shows, and you just leave it in the green room
or my hotel room
or your hotel. Usually,
we
do.
Oftentimes,
God,
when that happens,
thank God, man. I thought I
can
really
I defend
did
myself.
Bad,
oftentimes, when that happens, they're like too big to take on the plane or that. That's happened where someone has brought me something and it was very nice of them.
The life size bigger staff doll?
Yeah, like the.
Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah, I love Bob.
You've brought the whole show now to a screeching halt mentioning Bob Biggs.
I had an interesting. Maybe
enjoy,
that's,
guys.
Maybe that's where Diane Gallagher and I connected. She was able to break down the Bob Bigger staff. Like, she was like, "You don't like Bob?" And I was like,
how could you not like Bob?
I don't know him well enough to have an opinion, actually.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's
I don't know.
Hilarious.
But she was really, like, she had a really good observation that made it make sense.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how can you not like that?
The only way you would not like
Chili
Bob,
time.
If you didn't like Bob, the only one is if you only knew him online. Because online, he's obnoxious.
Really? Oh.
He's just on Twitter. You'd think this guy's a jerk. He's not at all.
No, I just kind of have jumped on the train of whenever anybody says it, everybody. It's like a
Oh, yeah. He's the easiest guy to bag on.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be you, so be.
Yeah, that's true.
Be nice.
What's that?
Fuck Greg Warren.
Fuck Greg
like
Warren is what we used
You
to
know,
say.
I got one of those today, by the way.
Just today,
yeah.
On Twitter,
I tweeted, "I'm going to be on the Bob and Chom show," and boom, fuck Greg Warren.
That was a staple early on.
Oh yeah, you guys really got that going. That was on the earlier edition of this podcast. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
That was
first generation.
Oh, that was really going well for a while there. Yeah, and then the guy was like, "Are we still doing that?"
If we're not doing it, I'll cut it out. But I think it's cool.
I thought we were still doing it.
If you're taking a vote, I think we should keep doing it.
Yeah.
So are you going to apologize to me?
You're just going to let it go? Or?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry that you're such a fucking baby.
Why did you tell everyone that I don't take stuff that people bring me?
Because sometimes you don't. I didn't say every
time.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean you tell them.
Right.
As far
Thank
as they
you,
know.
If you're listening to this podcast and you've given Chick something, he took it with him.
There you go. Especially the pills.
Yeah, the pills and
especially,
the vodka.
Especially the pills.
I know you got some really good Redskin stuff on the road.
I did. I got some great trading cards, stuff that fits in the suitcase, the carry-on. I go. That's
For a
great.
Half second, man, I really thought I did something rude to Bedford. I was like, because
well,
you were selling it up.
But that's a real story.
Yeah. I don't care.
He made
about
an effort.
That
he made an effort.
Less, man.
The whole staff.
I wish I would have urinated on your Valentine's.
It was Valentine's Day, Greg.
The whole staff there has been spitting in your
you
food ever
baby.
Since.
I know you're hardcore. I know you're a gangster. Jeff doesn't know that.
You know, I mean,
you don't have any room in your life for Valentine's Day. I know you feel that way.
Here's
Jeff
the thing, man.
That.
I'm just telling him because
he's like a fresh face,
funny
puppy.
Guy. Funny guy. Seems talented. You know, so many more injustices are going to happen to you in this business. If that one's going to get to you, you're not going to make it anywhere. People are going to be mean to you, man.
Oh yeah,
they're trying to toughen you up.
I walked out of the green room. I go, I hope he doesn't think I'm gay. Like that was the one thing I said.
No, I didn't think.
Because I gave them to everybody.
Greg, have you had something in the business that was so bad and unfair that you considered getting out? Have you ever been that?
No, I've been pretty fortunate, to be honest, thanks to you guys and a lot of other people. But the only times I've ever considered getting out was like with my own shit. You know,
yeah.
I feel like I had failed enough where maybe maybe I should not be doing it.
Doing too many uncle jokes and stuff like that.
You know, that's a cheap shot.
You
know what? Yeah, you know what you were asking earlier about
Need
yeah,
for
right
that.
There. That was something that
that's
was
That's not my that angle. Was, yeah. That was Mike McCray always. I love that. That's so good.
It's going way
That
back.
Was a bit for like way 5 back. Years. We did that all the time.
Yeah.
What's the worst show you've ever done?
Not this one. You can't choose this one.
Don't ever.
Oh, this is gold.
I hate that question.
I always have
a hacky.
No, I like
such
it.
A dumb journalist.
He's not
you're
a
comedian. Tell me what's did you tell me the worst gig you ever had? No, I'm not answering it. Just come up with something better. You know what? Go get your fucking Valentine.
Go get your
every
box.
Podcast that you've ever done.
Yeah.
Every newspaper article is. So what's the they think I got one for him that he's probably never heard before.
Well, I know
what's
you've
the
heard
worst show.
I know you've
that
heard
you've
that
ever
question
done.
Before.
I expected
but I want to know
these
you.
Guys are professionals, man.
This is the same feeling I get in my gut when I have to go out to eat with Greg and he harasses the.
He's
staff.
Much better. That's almost non-existent.
I
anymore.
Haven't been out to eat with him in years. That's
yeah,
what
why
I'm
is
saying.
That?
I don't. Well, no. We don't travel together anymore.
He's just very clear. He's very matter of fact. He doesn't get that look on his face that he used to get. When the server would come over.
Complete disdain.
Yeah.
That is not true.
Like he stepped in something on his shoe. And
No, that's good. Yeah.
I've been...
What the hell is that? Is that me?
What the hell?
Garbage disposal.
Here's a better question.
You better hope so.
No, this is one you probably haven't gotten. This is one I like to ask. When you were coming up in comedy...
Yeah.
Was there ever a venue or a place or city that you like, all right, I really want to play, you know, this venue, this theater, whatever it may be?
Let me just go ahead and answer Vibbert's question.
Oh, stop.
No, I don't. You know, I'm trying to.
Especially in St. Louis, was there like okay? You
no,
know, there's
it's
a,
never. I mean, I like comedy clubs. To be honest with you,
I've okay.
Never,
okay, it, was there a comedy club like an L.A. one or a New York one? Kind
no,
of.
I mean, I
the
always,
Apollo.
Yeah, I would like to play the Apollo. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I never. It's I never been in love with a venue. Okay. I mean, there's certain clubs. It was really cool to get to play. I'm trying to think. It's Acme in Minneapolis was
sure.
One that I really like playing. But I don't know. I've never been in love with the venue or whatever.
Okay.
I just
you're in love with the craft.
It's cool to be able, you know, whatever.
Lame.
But when we did those Bob and Tom tours, you know, you're not going to play any better venues than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, those were awesome.
Those theaters,
you know, those theaters are amazing. Mm-hmm. So
beautiful.
It was fun. I probably am not. Probably don't notice my surroundings enough, Jason.
Well, hey, when you're really focused on you, that happens.
It was cool to play the Comedy Cellar in New York. That was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was a time when I was like a little, you know, yeah, when I was there, that was pretty awesome.
Is it really a cellar?
Yeah. Yeah, you go downstairs in the basement. Yeah, it's not a big place, but it's, you know, it's pretty awesome. I was nervous doing that.
Any, like, is it because it's known for a certain
it's just
scene?
Basically, it is the best comedy club in the world by okay. far. And there's just always somebody there that's, you know, big. You know, there's the regular people booked are always really good, but then
somebody will come by and
Louis,
do a
set. Chappelle, yeah. Seinfeld, all those, everybody comes by. Chris Rock.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that was, I should answer that with that.
Okay.
That was definitely
cool.
the coolest venue I ever got to play.
Yeah. No, that's the one he goes to in Louis.
Yeah. It's, yeah. And it's yeah, made famous. Downstairs. I think that's made it. Mm-hmm. Attell and Louis both featured
right.
a lot on their show. So I think that it's gotten more and more. But yeah, it's a pretty awesome place.
So, what's the worst place you ever played?
Usually has to do with what's those cities
like? It's like a Lions Club or a Kiwanis Club.
Those can be awesome. Sometimes.
With a big long table.
There was a city. What are those? What's those two cities in Texas? West Texas.
Beaumont.
Where Friday? No, that's East Texas.
El Paso.
Friday Night Lights was.
Right outside of Austin, I thought, is where Friday Night Lights was
shot. No, it's two cities. Odessa, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Midland, Odessa, yeah.
Yeah, Odessa, Texas, there was a club. It was only for a little while. And I was like, this is
it's
a
terrible.
Bad place.
Yeah.
Everything bad. And I remember, like, I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, yeah, when they filmed Friday Night Lights, the movie, because it was based on that. And they were when they filmed it, somebody was telling me, like, yeah, the it really was a shot in the arm for the economy. And I was like looking around and being like, when I bought a chicken sandwich a couple minutes ago, that was a shot in the arm for this economy. Midland, I think, is pretty nice. That's where all the, like, the oil real money is.
Sure.
But, like, I think all the oil workers that are out of work, like, Odessa was just one big long strip mall. Like, there was no buildings. It was just, like, all and there no good strip mall. It's all like, you know, you'd be like, oh, that I bet you 20 years ago that strip mall was,
sure.
was good. Now it's just got the bad stores. Like every the whole city was that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fashion Bug. Was there a Fashion Bug?
Fashion Bug.
I don't think they have Fashion Bug.
Like Anderson. No more.
What's what's the when we did that Texas shows mm-hmm. and the one we talked about where
Beaumont?
Yeah. Was it Beaumont and then there was the other
Beaumont's
one?
I thought it was El Paso and Beaumont, right?
Was it that we weren't allowed, like they were like, don't go to the border.
Definitely El Paso.
Oh, that's El Paso. Okay.
Yeah.
I've played El Paso, but the club was pretty fun there and the Mexican food was awesome.
Yeah.
I played Beaumont was one with you guys when that's when I was giving away Zany's bobbers,
yes.
And he freaked out. Yeah,
God,
lost
was he mad.
His mind.
Yeah, he was mad. He was mad at me for a long time.
El Paso was where we had the flat tire in the cab, right?
Mm-hmm. I still have pictures of that.
Did you ever go
this is how we're going to die.
Did you ever go to Laredo?
Because
Laredo, I hear, is really bad across the
Laredo
border.
Is the border, though.
Yeah,
it is.
No. We were there. I mean,
El
Paso's the border. Yeah.
Yeah, from our hotel, we could walk. And, like, we could, he was like, see that over there? Yeah. That's the border.
Don't go over there.
Yeah.
And I think Ronnie and Patty ended up going.
Really? Yeah, that's a true statement.
Well, you know, Patty's Mexican. She can.
Yeah, she can talk her way through.
Give her a pass.
She's fluent. She can speak Spanish. She's, what's the place where Zany was mad at? Remember when that small airplane?
Oh, my God. We have told this story before.
If we told this, we should.
First of all, let's start by saying.
I don't know where. I want to say it was in New York, upstate New York.
No. It was like Farmington, New Mexico. It was like, I know it was somewhere in the West.
Was Tim on that plane?
Yes.
No, Tim Wilson.
When you tell this story, Tim, well, when you tell it, Tim's on the plane.
There's two different plane stories. There's one where we were on a commercial plane.
This
but this
is the metal, thinking, the metal tube. More
it,
or less.
It was like a military plane. It wasn't insulated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
There
it was
wasn't
like,
any
were
cloth
you on that one?
Anywhere.
I don't know about that. I was
no,
on,
you were
on
the other one.
The other
it was
one
really
where,
small. Yeah.
No,
Bob
I'm
got
sure
mad.
You were on this.
I was doing
tube.
The thing about Buddy Holly.
That's where the, that's where I see it in my mind.
That's not on this plane. Different plane.
I remember. Son of a gun. Bob got real mad.
You just don't do that, Greg.
I miss Bob, man. Those are fun.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
I've seen him forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
It was fun, man. Man, I think about Tim a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody that went to Georgia was working with me last week, and she was somehow Steve Spurrier came on, and I was like, hold on. And I just played that bit of his.
Oh,
you know?
Steve Spurrier thing.
You a Florida Gator?
Yeah.
And I remember the first time we heard that, me and Chick were backstage at one of those.
That was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, and we were back there and we just heard him do that bit for the first time.
Had just been named coach of South Carolina or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Spurrier.
And the
stands
ladies,
around that lesbian golf hat.
That lesbian golf hat. Yeah.
With that stupid look on his face.
Oh, God.
He loved playing that.
And then he did that thing about Bobby Brown. He's like, they did. And me and Chick almost fell over laughing.
Oh,
my God. They did.
Funny.
Max plays that every time he has a group of football friends over.
Really?
Oh, yes.
It's the funniest thing ever, man.
They love that.
It
they
is
think that's
so
funny.
It's so funny you say that because, like, that bit for people who don't like comedy, for comics who hate, like, mm-hmm. you play that bit for anybody that likes football. Everybody laughs, man.
Yeah.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
They went to Dillard's to buy their grandmama.
Forgot they was in the men's department.
Yep.
Tim Wilson, Google Tim Wilson, Bobby Bowden, and you will
there you
see
go. Mm-hmm.
a
yeah.
hilarious bit.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Oh, now I'm bummed out.
No,
sorry,
don't be
man.
Bummed.
Don't be bummed. Just remember fondly. That's
yeah,
right.
That's
good.
It, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
He's the only comic I can listen to while I'm working out.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like listening to comedy when working out, but it just pop up. Every time comedy pops up,
sure.
I just go, no, no.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
wait a minute. What's your workout consist of? What do you do? Like Stairmaster?
No, he's a walker.
Yeah. And jazzercise. Mostly
Roomba, Zumba.
Yeah,
what is
Zumba.
It? Roomba, Zumba.
Well, if you want to sweep and burn calories, you can do the Roomba, Zumba. I don't know.
Roomba, Zumba. Umba, Roomba, Zumba.
Yeah. No, I've been doing the elliptical, and then a little bit of. Weights,
oh yeah, I bet with your weights. Foot, you probably couldn't the treadmill not so much.
So
yeah.
Did you get the surgery? You never told us.
I got the surgery, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did. When did you get the surgery?
Probably May.
No
something
kidding.
Like
this
yeah.
year?
Yeah, I got a good scar on my foot and everything. And it was painless, man.
Yeah.
And it was a success. So far, so good.
Like recovery, short?
Yeah.
Wow,
no,
that's
I can't.
Bad.
I still. Well, you still pissed about the Valentine?
Yeah. My feelings are sore.
My funny Valentine?
My funny Valentine.
How long were you on like bed rest for? Or were you just moving around right after?
I was supposed
around.
To stay off it for.
He wasn't pregnant, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, there's other
could
reasons
be.
You can be on bed rest.
Thank
what
you,
are they? Name them.
Sexist.
Name them.
Anything
see,
to do with your legs,
another.
I would think.
See,
you've
got nothing.
Up for
you got
a
nothing.
While.
Body cast. Body cast.
Damn it. I knew she was going to say that one.
Body cast. They don't use the iron lung anymore, do they? No. Son of a gun.
Brain transplant.
I thought we had her.
Shit.
So you weren't supposed to walk on it for how long? And but
I was supposed
you...
to not put weight on it for like a few days, and I just wound up doing that. And it was fine.
It's fine. What do they do for that? How do you treat? I mean, what's the surgery?
It was you. They put like a Z cut in it, and they lengthen the fascia, and then there's something tarsal tunnel or something where they kind of lift the nerve off of something,
okay.
And that was what was causing all the heel pain, not plantar fasciitis. But the guy was like, I was like, yeah, these doctors at NYU. He's like, yeah, these guys are egotistical, man. They, you know, like you could tell he was like, stupid.
Yeah.
What does that do for their ego by telling you the wrong thing?
Because they're just
I don't know. They don't want to act like they don't know what the problem
really,
is.
It's really, really strange because I think that I feel like there's stages of, and I don't mean any disrespect because obviously they're intelligent people and I appreciate what they do. However, sometimes it feels like there's stages. All right, well, we're going to start with the most basic stuff.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, then we're going to get him in for another appointment.
Go
then we'll
up
go
the
to
ladder.
The, yeah, no, and we'll no, go up no, the ladder. Stages, and it's not necessary
it's
because chances
issue.
Are. Yeah, because
fuck
chances
yeah,
are.
Is. Because an MRI costs a shit ton of money yes. to the insurance company, mm-hmm. and they don't want to prescribe it unless you beg them for it.
Yes.
Like, you know, you have to ask.
I do. You do.
Well,
yeah.
It's all about the
and
insurance.
You can't get an MRI unless you get an X-ray first, I guess, or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It depends on what it is.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I asked my friend who's a doctor. He's like, yeah. Yeah, we're basically
yeah.
we are disincentivized to do expensive tests.
As much as we can, yeah, before we actually give you the proper diagnosis.
So like anything else, you have to be just a whiny, bitchy baby mm-hmm. to get what you need.
You do.
And it
you
took
do.
4 years of you being a whiny, bitchy baby.
Well, I wasn't
finally...
being a whiny,
no,
bitchy
he wasn't.
Baby
That's...
all 4 years, Jason, if you listen oh. to the story.
So
towards the end, I was, okay?
Oh,
in fact, I was good. Being the opposite of a whiny,
about,
bitchy.
For only about 10
right
minutes.
Now, I'm sounding like a whiny, bitchy baby, but...
So I'd be good for healthcare. I'm fine. Right?
What do you mean? Whiny, yeah, yeah you are, you're a little whiny about See? The Valentine. I mean, if there. You took that to heart, you know, my God. You're never going to make it.
Well, when's the kinda... last time you celebrated? When's the last time you celebrated Valentine? Was that the last time you celebrated Valentine's Day?
Yep, it's a dead holiday to me now
because of what I did. To
you? Did.
February's are bad for you.
Did Nikki yeah, and Sarah Schaefer say thanks?
They did. They loved it. They yeah, took it with them. Yeah. I think they were just see they acted. They churched it up. They loved it.
Yeah,
churched.
You know what?
They took
they're
their Valentine.
Girls.
They took it with
okay,
them.
They're girls.
They're girls.
I guarantee you though that Valentine was tossed away.
Hey,
at the comedy condo.
Do you remember that one girl you dated? This is a crazy.
Which one?
The Russian one.
Anna? Yeah. No. Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
still talk to her?
No. Like every now and then I'll get a text.
Yeah.
Know?
Is yeah. she married?
No, she's not. She oh. was gonna, and then I don't think it worked out. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Every now and then.
Let's be honest here. Josh Arnold didn't care for her.
He didn't?
Josh is one of your better buddies.
He didn't?
No. Josh was not a fan of hers.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, he just said it on the air.
When did I say that?
Did I say
that
on the air?
He said something.
Oh, Josh
he was
said
joking
it
about
air.
Something. No,
no
he,
that was not joking.
No, he actually liked her. He thought she was
That's
funny.
Not a way of coming. Am I right, Jeff? Back me up here.
You're right, Jason.
I
you know what? Never
there, there was a problem, like a little problem early on with him. It said something on the air. But I,
Josh yeah, did say had, something on the air about her.
And she got pissy.
To,
joking.
No,
he had, and she got her feelings hurt.
And he had to write her
oh,
an apology.
Oh, I forgot
apology.
That was Josh.
Yeah. Okay. He had to write her an apology.
That's what he told
that's
me.
That's what he said.
He did say he had to write an apology.
Hey,
he
did write an apology.
Hey, you be easy on forced written apologies over there. I believe you've had to write a couple in your day.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, my God.
Who'd you have to apologize to?
I probably have some due that I haven't written yet.
Yeah. No, but you've written a couple, right?
I can't remember any I've written.
Oh, I know one you had to
like
write.
Like just an email, you mean, written?
No, I mean...
handwritten?
Like maybe behaved poorly at a party according to someone else, and they made him write an apology letter later on.
Perhaps an award party?
No,
not that recent.
Yeah. I can't see it.
You know, long time ago.
Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't there for that, but I was talking to him on the phone. I knew he was sober.
Yeah, he was completely fine, but the other people go, woo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I know I was sober at that, too. Okay. I was sober as Greg Warren.
Yeah.
Were you at that?
Oh, I was at that.
Yeah.
Which party was that?
The Marco.
It was.
Ruined award ceremonies for me.
Oh, and first and last.
Well, because Rush Limbaugh won.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You
Good
know, he
for
was
him.
There.
On our turf.
To answer your question, I think she's doing all right. Yeah.
I was just curious.
We're not close.
No.
But I still text probably like a couple times a year.
Yeah, that's
What are you
nice.
Texting her about? Why are you texting her?
I don't text her. Usually she'll text me. And
come over? I remember you having fun. Like, I just
remember
being fun.
I liked her a lot. She was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg always says, I'd never met her, but according to Greg, no one made him laugh more than...
Yeah, she made me laugh really hard. Yeah. And she was beautiful. So that
helped.
She was nice. I mean, it just didn't work out.
Do you guys remember? No, you guys won't. You too. When we met Tommy Jonagan's... Tommy Jonagan
whipped your ass.
Yeah. Oh. Tommy Jonagan's partner now.
Oh. Heather?
Yeah, Heather.
And we met her for the first time. We were all in St. Louis.
That was the night that I met Anna.
Yes, at St. Louis.
The
but,
amazing St.
But before,
Louis summit.
But before he met Anna, he was pissed off because he was like, that's my kind of girl. Like, that's not for Top. That's my...
I didn't
should be
say it like that.
Yes, you did.
I do remember you being... Tommy Jonigan's baby mama now twice.
Yeah.
I remember saying she was more age appropriate for me than Tommy, but she was very attractive. She is very attractive.
Yeah, she is. Absolutely.
Nice
absolutely.
Girlfriend.
But yeah, you they ended up, I forgot now. That that's how that collided.
It's the night I met Anna, and then we all went to lunch the next day, and you guys were all making fun of me because of the text I sent. And Heather, Tommy's baby mama, was the only one that was like,
it's okay.
It's cool.
Oh, mean. Okay. Yeah.
You guys were all
good. I drank absinthe that day.
Yes, you did. Really?
Somewhere
at lunch.
In St. Louis. Yeah, yeah. For lunch, yeah.
Really?
You know, absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
It's like...
It tasted like licorice or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any sort of hallucinogenic
so when you guys
out of it at all.
I left you guys with Stan for like...
Stan?
Let me tell you something. Do the voice. Do the voice.
That... Fellow there, old Tommy Jonigan, very funny.
Okay, now, voice.
Yeah.
And he knew that Jess and I knew that voice, and he introduces us to Stan, and Stan talks exactly like that.
But we didn't know that voice was based off of someone.
I thought you made that the whole damn thing up, and there's this living, breathing human being standing in front of me talking exactly like that.
Hey, you know what, Tommy.
It was amazing.
Poor Heather, she just flew in from L.A. She's this big TV exec.
Yeah.
Tommy's on stage, and we left her with Stan. And Stan just starts telling her about all his ailments. Lumbago. And of course,
Stan's the one who tells the comedy club where the mayonnaise is. And,
He knows there. Yeah, yeah. And gets, are you knocking stuff over?
Yeah.
That liquid around a come on
without the lid on it.
What are you doing,
Jeff?
Amateur.
It was bent, so I put it down.
This is high level equipment here, man.
Because I gotta hold my mic. Because we got Greg Warren on the podcast.
That's true. We don't have enough. This feud between
I'm
Greg and
Vibbert.
It started a long time ago. I had no idea. And
so
now,
when I
you forced him to go without a mic holder.
Here's a question for you, Greg. Yeah, when I come at you to break your face, what's the first move you're going to go for? What's your first wrestling move?
I'll tell you what,
Vibbert, no offense, but I think I'm going to just rely on instinct and I'll be fine with you. I don't think I have to plan this one out.
I'm scrappy.
When you moved to New York City, did you deep down hope that someone might try something on you?
No. No,
I
don't think he ever. I don't think he ever looks for a fight.
I don't. I'm old. I don't want to fight.
You're not that. You're in good shape.
Not really, man. Not wrestling or fighting shape.
Oh, there's
but attack and defend your honor shape.
You know any of the guys in the UFC right now?
Yeah, yeah. A guy just won a belt the other day. I know all the Missouri guys. Tyron Woodley won.
Oh, that's right.
And I know him.
Yeah. Woodley, yeah.
Yeah, he won. And I know Ben Askren, who has a belt in a one FC, and then Michael Chandler, who has another belt. Yeah, and I can't Bellator. Yeah.
Do they come to you for advice, or do you know them for wrestling camps and stuff?
Just know them because they were all much better wrestlers than I ever was. But
they were younger than you, right?
Yeah, much younger. Yeah, okay.
So do you think in your 20s you could have done this UFC stuff?
I don't think so, man. I never could punch, man. Look at my hands. They're tiny.
Yeah. They're kind of baby hands.
I can't.
Trump.
I just don't. I never really could hit. And I don't know if I have the stomach for it. Like, I think I could have hung in there. I can take a punch pretty well, I think.
Oh, really? Vibbert? Let's see.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Taking my shirt off.
Can we put the slow-mo cam on that?
When shit goes down, Vibbert always takes his shirt off.
Yeah, does he?
Rips it off. A lot easier to fight.
Or if he needs to move a box.
Is that for intimidation, or that's just to get around?
It's more of a mental thing for me.
Yeah, it's an inch. Yeah.
It gets him ready.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big difference between being in shape and being in fighting shape.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You got into a little quarrel with somebody at a party a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Oh, I almost killed him, yeah.
Who was this?
I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Was it another comedian?
Yeah.
Dumped a
glass of water on me.
I'm so sorry.
I was joking. I was trying to be funny.
It's one of these guys.
That's not funny.
Local comic? You and Holt got some business?
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Matt Holt?
Yeah, it's Matt Holt. Matt Holt.
M-A-T-T. No, it wasn't Matt Holt.
Holt's one of the nicer guys I can think of.
Who was that comedian that was always the Todd, maybe? He did all the pot jokes, and he was always at the Southside Club.
Oh, he's dead, I think.
Are you serious?
There's a guy named Todd that died.
What's his last name?
Todd Tony, wasn't his name?
No, it's not him.
No, we know Todd. Yeah,
he was a good guy, man.
No, not him.
Oh, no, we were just talking about him.
Oh, Todd McComas?
No, him and Ron were really good.
It wasn't Todd.
Ron was good friends with Todd
Tony.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah, salt and pepper hair, tall guy.
goatee kind of
yes.
thing?
Yes.
We just were talking about him.
Evan Davis?
No.
Troy Davis.
Oh, I know Troy. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. Troy Davis. That's right.
He had the material about having his...
And he's alive. Yes. Let's just...
Yeah. He was funny, man. Yeah,
as of this recording, he's alive.
I don't know what made me think of that. Oh, because...
You had a problem with Troy Davis?
No.
This guy's like 30 years older. You're going to fight him?
Oh, I'd fight him in a second. I'd fight anyone. Anyone who wants to fight me, email.
Who'd you have a problem with, man? Do I know this guy?
No, you don't know him. He's been doing comedy for like a year.
Before today, but I would have taken your side, but now it's like probably over some Valentine or something, man.
No. I literally walked up the steps, and he like came up and dumped a glass of water on me. And I was like, what the
hell? That's hilarious.
No, I go, what the hell? Yeah.
You know who invented that? Groucho Marx. Yeah, he's the first one to dump
him?
Water on somebody.
Are you going
to
fight Groucho Marx?
Say the secret word, I'll hit you in the face with a duck. And then I'll dump water on your head. And then...
Well, I mean, why do you got a problem with this guy?
I don't have a problem with him.
Why
did
you just pour water on him?
Wait a minute. Didn't he do it twice?
That's the thing. And I go, what are you doing? Why would you do that? And he's like, I don't know. I thought it was funny. I go, it's not funny.
No, you should have beat the
shit out of him. Don't do that. And then like all these comics come like, he's really drunk. It's okay.
No, why would you do that?
Yeah. Then he took a rocks glass of like gin and threw it in my face. And then I lost it.
Did you
and
punch him?
People were holding me back, and I was like, "I'm going to punch every fucking tooth out of your fucking face." And he was just like,
"I think that's a direct quote."
And then he's like, "Everyone's like, yeah, you need to leave, dude." So he left. And
are we going to get him banned from the?
From the circle?
He's
the inner circle.
He's out of comedy.
He's out.
I can tell you one thing. He's not doing this podcast.
That's damn straight. Yeah. Unless he wants to fight on air.
Unless he wants, put the gloves on and you guys go at it.
Are you pretty reasonably sure you can take this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Jeff sounds like she's.
I think Jeff's pretty scrappy.
I'm pretty much
a cross country champ, right?
State champ.
Undefeated.
Were you really good at running?
I was okay. I was just on a really good team. We had arguably the best team in the state of Indiana.
So you kind of misled me last time we talked.
Yeah, well, at least I know what an Indian run is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you don't know what an Indian run is.
You're right. I didn't.
You idiot.
Stupid. I've regretted it ever since. I feel so stupid.
90% of cross country is mental, and you don't even know what an Indian run is.
You're right, man. I was not good at that sport. It's not a sport.
90% is mental?
Maybe that's baseball.
That seems high.
You know, not 90%.
Maybe that's baseball.
No, none of the sports are 90% mental.
Did you see that Cubs catch?
Yes, Rizzo.
Oh my gosh,
it was
crazy.
Great.
I was like, how do you know anything? Like, I can't maneuver my house that well to like figure like to plan ahead. And he literally had time to see the ball, look down, decide he was going to take a step, and then get his glove out and catch that ball like that. That was nuts. That was insane. I watched it like 4 times.
I don't like the Cubs.
I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Lots of coffee. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I just kid stuff. Yeah, I've been up. Yeah, you know when you're kids. You know, when you got puke bowls and all the fun stuff.
Oh, you're sick?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You sick?
No, I'm not sick. Okay. It's nothing you can catch.
I've been a little under the weather myself.
Weren't you sick yesterday?
Yeah.
Why were you sick yesterday?
You know,
what
this
happened?
Is interesting. He is a big fan of holistic medicine, and he put onions and garlic on his feet when he's sick.
Yeah.
And
that's common.
It helped, right?
I think so.
What does it do?
Did you say it was common?
It's common. It's common.
Thank you, Jess.
I think it's common in the holistic world. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Man, you just sounded like Tom Griswold.
But you can get both ends of it. Like
you tell me every time I do that so
you
I can
could
stop.
Use it, yeah. You can use it topically. And then, I mean, you don't want to use the same onion and the same garlic, but then you could put it in your broth and have a good bone broth with some garlic and some onions. And
so is this just for like a cold or?
Yeah, I think that's what I've read. You know, you just put your saran wrap it to your feet, and then you put your socks on, and you sleep that way at night.
There's people that, like, do it regularly as preventative.
You remember
also,
that thing we did that one time? We had those
That doesn't count. An
shoes?
As seen on TV thing
what is
from
that?
Walgreens
no,
that's
they,
supposed to detox your feet. And
they were like these...
Look, they're...
They're inserts, and you put them on your feet, and you wake up in the morning,
night.
And they're black. Sucked all the toxins right out of them.
They do.
I was on top of the world, Greg.
You were. Now she's trying to undercut you.
Now she's trying to... I just so called as seen on TV. There are many things that are wonderful stuff. As seen on TV.
Exactly, man.
What about that rubber spray-on stuff? You can make a boat out of a screen door. How about that?
That's true.
That stuff's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Don't listen to her.
They do have foot detox baths. You know the guy that we know in Canada that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's his name? Do you remember? From Ryan Singer.
Oh, I don't. He's a hockey player, but he's also very spiritual and
he's a friend of
energy healer. Yeah, energy he was on healer. His podcast.
Yeah,
but yeah, he does. He sells the Kroenke? Things on his website. No, that's not right. Kaler.
Kaler.
Yeah, and he sells, but he does the foot detox bath. I
first are those? It's a bath, not a no, not his an last insole.
Kaler.
Not an insole.
Not an insole.
Hmm. I like the insole because you got up the next morning. It was black.
Black,
Greg.
Man. That's, and you where never, do you think that came so, from?
Out of your body. Out of your toxins body, yeah. coming out of your body.
Probably no felt, toxins left. With
never
that
felt better in my life that morning. It was a joy to wake up.
He is out of his mind.
Great. Greg, you don't need to detox, right? You eat pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Regardless,
eat
right?
Pretty, yeah. pretty healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are you down to, though? Chicken and white rice? And,
I don't eat chicken.
Broccoli?
No meat, no dairy, no gluten, but I cheat on the gluten, and I have eggs, so.
Do you go fish?
Chris Kaler.
Can't anymore. I used to like it.
You can't do fish?
I know, man. My stomach hurts.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I know. I like fish.
Are you, which part of the doctor process are you in getting your stomach squared away?
I just
Did you say this morning?
Figure out what works.
Self-treat, yeah.
I don't know if it was this morning on the air, but I heard you say something about probiotics, and that really helped you.
Oh, yeah, man. Swear by them.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I've heard good things.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, take absolutely. Yeah.
Does that allow you to eat other things that you normally wouldn't without them?
I'm not sure. I mean, I just, over time, I've just sort of gotten where this is how I eat, and it's fine.
Good. Do you do prebiotics, too? Not the pro, the pre?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, we can talk later.
Okay, she's on a whole new page over there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not. But
well, you look good. So, you know.
Thanks. I feel okay. Yeah.
You know what? I felt my best when
was that?
I saw this thing on TV.
What do they? What do those things do?
They put your insoles on your feet.
Okay, but how could you tell that?
When you woke up the next morning, it was black.
Black as in
it was.
And what color was it before?
White.
Wow. One night?
One night. And the insoles were black, and I never felt better in my life than when all the toxins were sucked out of my body.
They must have come right out for that.
Oh, it was amazing.
Completely changed the
tone. I swear by it.
You should order more.
Because I'm not like, that's opposite ends of the color scheme. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Spectrum, I guess it's
when it was when it was black, you knew something was...
Yeah.
When you knew it was black, there was something going on, right?
Yeah, something's got to. Something had to come out. Yeah,
that was proof positive.
And imagine it wasn't good things coming out. It's probably all the bad things.
None of the good things. Yeah. Bad things are that.
Now
awful.
Tell me, in all honesty, how'd you feel?
I was on top of the world, Greg. I never felt better in my life than I did when I woke up and all that stuff was on those insoles.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Cleansing detox foot pads. You can get them on Amazon right now.
How much? I need a set of
12. I bet you I'd pay $200 for something like that.
10 count, $6.99.
Wow, $699?
No, $6.99.
You have got to be kidding me.
How could they sell them that inexpensively? It was something that works this well.
A miracle cure like that?
Yeah,
man,
I know.
That's something else.
Yep. Hmm. Look, you can even see the dirty feet. There's a picture of the dirty feet on here.
See, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you see that? Magnify that by like 10. That's how black and dark
mine is. So you couldn't even see. It was all black is what
it
was.
Oh, here. Black. His was like that.
Yeah, mine was like that. That's it was amazing. See, Bing. See the difference?
Isn't that gross?
That's disgusting.
That's a lot of toxins.
That's a lot of toxins,
right?
Greg.
Yeah.
I feel like
I say you do that for about a week and you are toxin free.
So what do you eat most of? Rice?
I eat a lot of. I eat when I'm on the road. I eat a lot of Chipotle, but at home I eat a lot of quinoa, eggs, stir fried vegetables and coconut oil.
Yeah,
and quinoa, hummus, and
love hummus
and quinoa
and quinoa.
I'm just excited. I know how to say quinoa.
A lot of fruit, you know. And,
can you do beans?
I can eat a little bit of black beans, but but I can't do the other stuff.
Yeah.
What's your Vibbert, what do you eat?
I love beans. I eat beans all the time.
Yeah?
Can of beans. I'll just sit down and eat a can of beans.
Like baked beans or?
Baked beans, refried beans, all sorts of beans. Seriously, I'm being serious.
You should
Are
be
you
more
really?
You should be more
I do
gassy.
That with cans of peas.
Kidney beans?
Love kidney
no,
beans.
No, you're the one who all eats beans. A can of peas.
I know. Yeah, I like cans of peas.
Yeah?
Lasur. Fancy.
Yeah, that's
name
a French
brand.
French brand, I think. Yeah.
They're important.
Top of the line. That's at the top of the
line. So, Greg, you go to Chipotle. What do you? How do you order? Same
burrito
thing
bowl,
time?
You know, usually some lettuce on the bottom, some brown rice.
Brown rice, go brown, nice.
Then I
nice.
Get some of the black beans, and then I do get the sofritos sometimes, which is basically tofu.
Oh, okay.
Although I've heard soy is bad for your...
you don't want to do soy.
Isn't it worse for women, though?
It is worse for... Well, not necessarily.
Does it jack up your estrogen?
I think it can...
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Which it also does for men.
For men, too,
A guy approaching 50 is not a good idea.
Mm-mm. No. And also, it's not necessarily
good.
There's
a lot less
good.
Interest in certain areas of your life. you know.
It's not always
like going to the movies, stuff like
that. Movies and sports and
reading a book.
Valentine's.
Mix your proteins. You know, if you're gonna have,
but what if you had it once a week, it's not gonna be a problem.
No, probably not.
I think the best way to detox is to exercise and sweat your ass off.
Sweat your ass off. I'm with you there.
That's the best detox.
I think so.
Well, you're thin though, man. What do you know?
I eat like a. I mean, Jeff and I eat as much as you three.
Don't bring me into this.
Yeah, man.
He just eats beans. I wonder you're not too more gassy.
Oh, I'm very gassy.
You're very gassy.
Never noticed.
It's a healthy gassy though.
Yeah, like last night.
Were you home alone?
No.
Oh, yeah? You got a girl?
My dog was there.
Oh. Okay. Well.
That's what I say when I drink. I'll be drinking later today. I'm not alone. My dogs are here.
No, yeah. I was ripping them.
Do you ever scare your dog?
Yeah.
Has your dog ever tooted and scared herself?
I don't think so, but she was gassy the other day.
That's funny, huh?
My dog never does it, and she's very much, she's like a, I don't know, I think she was like royalty in a previous life or something, because she's very like stately in this, and she did. She was staring out the screen door, and she was watching a squirrel.
There's nothing funnier than when you can hear a dog fart.
Yes, and she did, and she let go, and I don't know if that was a dog fart. No.
Sorry, excuse me.
Jeez, oh, man.
That was gross.
I got to get my mic up to my mouth now.
So honey let loose, and she did, and I giggled a little bit, but I didn't want to embarrass her, and she just, she looked at me, like turned her head, looked over her shoulder, like, I dare you to fucking say something.
Say something. Yeah. Laugh. Go ahead.
Yeah,
laugh.
Exactly. Because you know the things your dog sees. Do you think your dog remembers the things she sees? Like you walking around naked, or you doing it, or?
No.
The Queen of Sheba? No, maybe? No. Is that what your dog was?
No.
Like a queen?
No, I don't know.
Well, you said she was stately.
Well, she is.
Isn't that a brand of dog food,
Queen stately? Of Sheba? Oh, no. Queen of Sheba? I think that's dog. Is that cat food?
Maybe.
Sheba
maybe
cat food. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Who is Queen Sheba?
Queen of Sheba. Who do you think you are, the Queen of Sheba?
Rapper. Oh, that's, sorry.
That's Little Kim.
Shiva was the spider on Lord of the Rings.
Hey. Queen what?
Shiva, I think, was the spider on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. No, Shiva's the god of war or something. Shiva?
Mm-hmm. She's the one with all the arms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the center of the universe, pulling all the levers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up.
Scary.
Impressive.
Spider Lord of the Rings.
So you got a girl right now, Greg? No.
No.
No?
No girls.
Don't say it like that.
No girls.
Just writing comedy all the time?
Just no.
Not even doing much of that either.
What the hell are you doing? Just making quinoa?
I guess so. Yeah.
Planning a cruise.
And I'm not having, I'm not even.
Dodging your dad's phone calls and
I'm
making
not
quinoa.
Dodging. I love talking to my dad, but when I'm on the air, I don't want to, you know.
All right.
I doubt it's something urgent. I know both my brothers are in town, so.
Oh, yeah.
I can talk to him. I talk to my dad all the time.
All the time.
I enjoy talking to my dad on the phone, but I think I know what he's calling about.
Well, let's end this and you can talk to him.
Okay.
She Loeb was a spider. Sorry, nerds.
Well, we got to start over.
Thank you, Greg Warren.
Awesome, man. Awesome talking to you guys. Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you, honestly. Love being on here.
Tell your friends about the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Thank you very much. And we'll be here next time.
Tell 78 Red. Thank you.
78 Red.
They put a little piece of our show on their Twitter. It was great.
Same day delivery, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at the Chick McGee Show.
Except this week.
Tell Foot Pads thank you, too. Sorry.
Yes.
Saturday at the Indiana State Fair.
Whoa!
The whole gang will be there from 4 till 6 at the Indiana Dairy Bar. So come on out.
So no podcast Friday.
No, none Friday. Don't look for a Friday, but
maybe Saturday night.
Look for a special Saturday Chick McGee Show. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.